We continue with Mishnah Berurah on Yom Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Gimel. We're in the middle of Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Ve'eloim Chadashim. What are considered Chadashim, such that they would be possible? Kol she'ochse miksas or she'nikra tifro v'tolim b'hu tefillin v'hu chazak ve'inu nifsak. As long as you hold on to the base, the titura, if you hold on to some of the ore, where it was torn, if you hold it by that and it's still strong, then it's fine. V'im ein roi little spell, but if when you hold it from that part which was ripped, it is not strong enough to hold, it'll rip more. Elu nifsak reili shanas. Those are considered to be old fillin. The Rama says Yisharon the chadashim psulim b'shanim ksherim. Some say the opposite is true. The chadashim are pasul, the yishanim are kasher. Tav lacha shishtei asaros came nearly just as we saw earlier. And sif aleph, so too sif beis. You should be choshesh for both opinions and say that it will be pasul either way. L'chatchila. But b'di'evit, if all you have are those tefillin, then you can rely on the other opinion, which says that it is okay until you find new tefillin. Siv gimel or haratzu tzarech shi'a ma'or behema chayv of hatahorim. The lev of the straps needs to be made out of an animal which is tahar, a kosher animal, as we have already seen this rule, because of lo hukshra lo melechas shemayim ela tahora bilvad. The Noda Bihuda discusses, what if you're using something, you're just coloring, so the leather was made out of, the ore of the ritzus is made out of something which is a kosher animal, but what about the color which you use to make it black, or something of that nature, or something that you place on top of it? So the Noda Bihuda thinks that that too should be from a kosher animal. The only question is, what if it's just something like shellac, it's chazusa ba'ama, it's just a layer of covering, above the black, but it's not even the blackness, or maybe even the black itself. What about chazusa? This is a discussion in the Gemara, whether chazusa milsahi or not. So it would depend on that discussion, but l'chachil, we would say everything should be done with something which is from a kosher animal. The Mechaber continues, Yitzarech shi'a me'ubad lishmo. The ritzus need to be, the ibad on the ritzua, needs to be done lishmo. And the Mishnah Berurah said that this is even according to the Rambam, who we saw was Mekil, that by the bottom, the Iba does not need to be lishmo. Over here, he agrees that it does need to be lishmo. Mechaber continues, Ritzuos bein me'or bein miklaf ksheros. Ritzuos can be made either out of leather or of cloth. Of the animal skin, or of cloth. Halacha Moshe Misinai, shiyu ha-ritzuos shchoros mibachos. Another halacha Moshe Misina by tefillin is that the ritzus need to be black on the outside. Of mitzah pnim, on the inside, yasam eiz atzeva shiirtza chutz miyadim, you can make it any color except red. Shema yomer shemidam chatat of nisbu vedimum, because there's a fear that people will think that the red came from the blood, which came from spots on your head, and that we would not want people to think. The Mishnah Berurah says that this hashchara, the making the straps black, needs to be done lishmo as well, and therefore, if some of the black comes off and you're now putting more black onto it with the marker or whatever it is, since it constantly needs to be black, if you see that the black has come off of your straps and you want to color it with the tefillin marker, with the ink, so you would need to say that you are doing this l'shem mitzvah tefillin before you put the black on. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Baruch She'amar. Sounds like that it's a mitzvah to be mashchir, to make it black until it is black, like an orev, like a raven. If the straps got older, and therefore some of the black came off, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to put it back on, and you need to especially be careful at the spot where the knot is made, because oftentimes the black will get rubbed off even more over there. There are the Salmos Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld suggests that we would apply Ruba Kukulo by the black on the straps. As long as you have Rova, the strap is black, you're going to be fine. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagrees. He says, even if it comes off a little bit, it's possible. And sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that if he's saying you need to be careful by the Malkam Ahiduk of the knot, so then he wouldn't apply Ruba Kukulo either. However, there are many poskim who apply Ruba Kukulo by the black of the straps. So therefore, if you find that some of your black came off and you can't get to it right away to put the black back on, that's okay. You have what to rely on. But it's best to find someone who has a marker or something of that nature to make it black again when you have the opportunity. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam does say you should be mashchir, make it black on the inside of the strap as well. But that isn't part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, even according to the Rambam. Everyone agrees that Halacha Moshe Misinai is just to make it black on the outside. The Rambam thinks it makes it look nicer, it's noy tefillin, to do it on the inside as well. However, we are not choshish for this Rambam. We already discussed yesterday about the double black straps, those that started making it black on the inside also, but that's not really as much for the Rambam to fulfill that shita, but rather because if it gets scratched off on the outside, you'll have the layer underneath where the black will remain, so that you don't have to worry about making it black immediately. That's why some people do that, but we quote Rav Vosner, who said it's not Minog Yisrael and shouldn't be done. One should follow whichever posek, what their posek says. There is one issue, that of the end of the straps, on the bottom of the strap, the part where it's cut off, does that part, the bottom part, have to be black as well? It's a discussion in the poskim. It appears that there is an issue. It would need to be blackened as well. So it's best to do that. But if you don't, you have the poskim to rely on, who say that that bottom edge part does not need to be blackened. There's one more point about that Nod Bihuda. Rav Moshe Feinstein says as well that the shellac that is some people put on tefillin, which comes from a sheretz tameh, is permissible because a yotze min tameh you're allowed to use. You're just not allowed to use a behema tameh, the or behema tameh. There are two different dinim: lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, and then lohuchshu l'machashmaim ela behema Torah bilvad. And it's a question of why we need both of those dinim. One seems to be a drasha from a pasuk, and one is a lacha moshmi Sinai. Why would we need both? Why isn't one enough? The Brisker Rav discusses this, and he mentions that the shin is an Os Shel Torah, so that requires a pasuk, whereas the Yod and the Dalid are Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Dalid and the Yod are Halacha Moshe Misinai, which does not come from a pasuk, rather it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that you require Lamant, Lachashmaim, Elabayim, and Torah Bilvad.